You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with the story of a beloved dive bar with an uncertain future.
The old GM assembly plant on the south side of Janesville is mostly 240 acres of rubble now. But the old GM workers bar, Zuck's Social Club, is still there, and it's thriving. As city redevelopment plans are threatening its survival, WPR's Nick Rommel met the bar's owners and regulars during an open mic night to talk about why this bar matters to them.
Well, it's really special to be able to do this with these guys up here, a song that I wrote. Every time we do it, it turns out different. It's real special. So here's going to be a song called The Journey.
I'm Desiree Wilson.
And I'm Andy Wilson, and we both own and operate Zuck Social Club here in Janesville, Wisconsin. It is the island bar in a concrete ocean.
There's no grocery store over here anymore. There's not a lot of things over on the south side for people to do anymore.
Yeah, GM was the main reason people were in this area, you know.
This mask you see is not the one for me. I'll be changed by the end of my journey.
My best friend, who has since passed away, but we used to build lowrider bikes and we would take them for test rides down the Ice Age Trail. Well, he wanted to go through the GM parking lot just to look at it because it was already closed, but it wasn't torn down. And we got chased out by GM security. We came back in here, we asked the owner if we could bring our bikes inside. He said, yeah. He was just like, you know, you guys want to work here? I was like, sure.
It was very much a goofy bar. Like, you came in here to be goofy and have fun. Like, holding a beer with the Chuck E. Cheese head on. Like, it's just silly. Like just people running around in hot dog costumes and...
Freedom's just another word for nothing left to do.
We both were like, we both love Zox, and we don't want Zox to not be there.
And we're like, we can't let that go to somebody else who might just bulldoze it and turn it into another parking lot.
So within 3 months, we bought a business, got married, and had a baby. Terrifying. It was hard.
Not for me and my brother, my baby.
The way this bar is shaped up, you can, like, people from across the bar that don't know each other will end up in conversations. Like, people that don't know each other end up becoming friends because it just is how it is down here.
My name's Tanya Alparti. I've been singing these songs for like 6-7 months with Zox now. In the beginning, whoo, they were bad. But over time, like over after weeks of getting to know people, and like even if I mess up, no one's here to laugh at me. It's always been love here at Zox. This is like, I hate to see it go.
The city has determined that this area is a blighted territory. Their only choice, really, to make that happen is to claim eminent domain.
So they have to get us out.
My real name is Tyler Swenson, and everybody around here calls me Scrape. Right across the side street on the corner was my grandpa's bait shop. And we lived in an apartment, so every day I could like be playing video games, come out in the bait shop and stick leeches on my fingers. You know, I grew up on this river and around here with a lot of these people. And most of the regulars around here, I don't know. If they were to lose this place, they might not have anywhere else to go.
WPR's Nick Rommel brought us the voices of Zox Social Club in Janesville. The bar's fate is currently being decided by the city. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.